At World Dairy Expo, I am visiting with Audrey Donahoe. And first of all, Audrey, tell me a little bit about what you do.
Yes, I'm a dairy producer from upstate New York, and I'm very happy to be here, Chuck. Thank you. My husband, Jeff, and I have 6 children. I am a 5th-generation dairy farmer, and my husband, Jeff, is a 4th, so I inform him I am the senior partner in our on our farm. And I'm very happy to say that our 3rd son graduated from college this spring, and he has returned to the farm. So he's actually generation number 6 on the dairy farm.
We want to talk about a program that I think you're pretty passionate about, and it's the GenU Foundation. I just don't know much about this, so I'm going to let you explain to me what this organization does.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Chuck. I am very, very passionate about GenYouth. You're absolutely right. We just had a summit about 2 weeks ago that some farmers attended just to watch the program. It is a program that we have put together. The National Dairy Council was the original starter of the GenYouth Foundation. And what it is, it's all about children. We want, because we have this childhood obesity issue, and a lot of powerful people came together and said, what can we do for our kids? We're very passionate about our kids and our future. And we as dairy farmers says, you know, they are our lifelong consumers. They're also our future leaders. So we need to get involved. So what the program entails is exercising for 60 minutes a day, eating healthy, eating nutritious foods, and of course being a part of that, we're incorporating dairy products into that healthy diet. And you're working with children. So as a dairy farmer, I feel like I'm doubly blessed with this program because not only am I investing into a program for our future and our future leaders consuming dairy products as a farmer, I am also in this program for my children as a mom. I want them to eat healthy and to have consume dairy products and nutritional food and be educated on that. So the GenYouth Foundation, pretty much in a nutshell, is all about that. And we had the summit 2 weeks ago, and it was so exciting. We have the NFL football players that work with the children in exercising and teach them different games. And the kids are so excited about the players. So they listen, you know, and they want to be a part of the program. So that's how we're getting them involved. We also have ambassadors to the program we've selected. And what they do is work within their own schools, and they have goals, and they try to achieve them. Now, many of them are projects. For example, one wanted to put after school, have some kind of a healthy snack. So they built a bar on an old, you know, like a dairy bar, in an old gym with a stage, and they don't use the stage. So what she did was have healthy after-school snacks. And it was like a dairy bar, and they had dairy products. They had fruits. They had vegetables. They had all the healthy snacks that we want these kids to, we want to watch these kids eat and consume.
Well, you mentioned schools. We need to have good dairy products available in our schools, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Chuck. And, you know, it's been an ongoing challenge for years and years when it comes to school and having the dairy and dairy products in there. This is just brilliant to take this approach to it to make sure we stay in the schools. But it is a win-win situation all the way around because not only are we working with these children, we're helping them to exercise and eat healthy, and then we're incorporating dairy into their diets. But, you know, it works great all the way around because then we're keeping our foot in these schools as well because the schools are like our golden child. And we absolutely want to stay in them and make sure that we keep our foot within these schools. So this is a great, great program all the way around that farmers are paying into. And as parents, we're getting back out of it as well.
Now, this is a national program. I mean, it's something that's going on all over the country.
Oh, absolutely, Chuck. It's a national program. And the next step to this after this exciting summit that we all attended, I mean, it just generated so much interest and excitement and engagement on all of the powerful partners that we have brought into it, that's going to be the next step. We're going to have it start state, region, different areas of the United States. You're going to start seeing these summits pop up everywhere. And, you know, we have Fuel Up to Play 60 pretty active in the schools now. So that foundation is pretty much built. But I don't see just a building being built off of it. I see an entire city being built off of it.
Well, it sounds like a great program. If people want to learn more about it, where can I point them to get more information?
Well, you know, when we're working with the Dairy Farmer Image, the Dairy Checkoff Funds has started a dairygood.org. And what we've done is we've pretty much pulled in all of our resources in one spot. So you can learn about anything to do, whether it's the dairy farmer image, you know, any issues that we've been dealing with a drought. If a consumer wants to know more information on that, you know, the different initiatives we've had to take as farmers. They can learn all about the National Dairy Council, who partnered with the Gen Youth. They can learn all about Gen Youth. And I would encourage any dairy farmer that's interested in the Gen Youth to get on that website and make sure Feel Up to Play 60 is in their schools. If not, they can be an intricate part of getting it into their schools. You know, it's our story to tell. We have a great story to tell. And we also can be very active in keeping our programs going within our community and within our schools.
That helps explain a lot that I didn't know, and it's great to meet you here and talk with you about it. I've been visiting with Audrey Donahoe, and we are at World Dairy Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.